This Social Sciences Week, the RMIT University is hosting a seminar which is bringing together autistic self-advocates and academics to discuss how universities can be more inclusive and accepting. To discuss the topic, we are joined by one of the speakers for the seminar, Dr. Jack Den Houting, a postdoctoral research associate at Macquarie University. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Now, when we talk about this lack of acknowledgement of autistic academics within universities, what does that kind of look like?
I think what we see in universities and in society more generally is a growing understanding of, you know, the needs of people with maybe more visible disabilities for inclusion and access, but there's still quite a lot of quite a lack of understanding around people who have the more invisible disabilities, people who you can't automatically look at and tell that they, you know, they do have a disability. And I think that lack of understanding then translates to, you know, a lack of acknowledgement of the different needs that people may have.
And I think it's also interesting the kind of two different things of students versus academics. I think there is a bit of a gap there.
Yeah, there absolutely is. I think, you know, for students, at most universities, you can register with disability services and receive at least some supports. And I know they can be hit and miss. I think some universities have really great services. Other universities, maybe less so. But when you do join staff, you know, there aren't necessarily the same supports available. Yeah.
And as an autistic academic, what has your experience been like working in universities?
Look, I have been very lucky, I think, in that I work as an autistic academic in the field of autism research. So I work with colleagues who are experts in autism and who understand, you know, the particular needs and abilities that I have as a result of being autistic. So I have been lucky to work with people who have been very accepting and who have sort of recognised what I can bring to the work as an autistic person. That is my experience. It's certainly not a universal experience. I think there are quite a lot of academics out there who are probably autistic and who either are maybe not aware that they're autistic or who have chosen not to disclose the fact that they're autistic because there is a lot of stigma, unfortunately, associated with that diagnosis of autism. And people do choose to keep it to themselves rather than potentially face discrimination.
Wow, that is quite stark. And that stigma makes it really important for society in general and everyone to be talking about this. Now, this Autism in Academia seminar that's taking place this week, can you tell us about the group of people and what issues you're hoping will be addressed?
Yeah, absolutely. So the seminar is being hosted by Dr. Anna Urbanowicz, who is a researcher based at RMIT University who does some really great work around autism. And then the panel will be myself, of course, and autistic activist Kathy Isaacs, who is the chair of the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network of Australia and New Zealand and does a lot of really great work around autism advocacy. And also Beth Radulski, who is a openly autistic PhD student at La Trobe University. So we'll be discussing our own experiences of being autistic and being involved in academia, being involved in research. We'll be talking a little bit about some of the efforts that have been made so far to be more inclusive in research and to work with the autistic community to produce research in a participatory sense. And we'll also be talking a little bit about some of the initiatives that are happening at various universities at the moment to provide more support and to make university a more inclusive place for academic for autistic academics and autistic students.
And how can listeners tune in to the seminar?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a free event. It will be an online event, so we'll each of the speakers will give a short speech, and then people will be able to ask questions, and we'll have a bit of a panel discussion. And if people want to come along to the free event, you can navigate to the Social Sciences Week website. Just Google Social Sciences Week, and you'll find both this event and also a whole host of other really fascinating online events that will be held over the next few days.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Jack, for joining us again and telling us all about this panel discussion.
No worries. Thank you.